A reading from the book of Job. Job answered his friends and said, "I know well that it is so, but how can a man be justified before God? Should one wish to contend with him, he could not answer him once in 1,000 times. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has withstood him and remained unscathed? He removes the mountains before they know it. He overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth out of its place, and the pillars beneath it tremble. He commands the sun, and it rises not. He seals up the stars. He alone stretches out the heavens and treads upon the crests of the sea. He who made the Bear and the Orion, the Pleiades and the constellations of the south. He does great things past finding out, marvelous things beyond reckoning. Should he come near me, I see him not. Should he pass by, I am not aware of him. Should he seize me forcibly, who can say him nay? Who can say to him, 'What are you doing?' How much less shall I give him any answer or choose out arguments against him? Even though I were in the right, I could not answer him, but should rather beg for what was due me. If I appealed to him and he answered my call, I could not believe that he would hearken to my words." The word of the Lord. Let my prayer come before you, Lord. Let my prayer come before you, Lord. Daily I call upon you, O Lord. To you I stretch out my hands. Will you work wonders for the dead? Will the shades arise and give you thanks? Let my prayer come before you, Lord. Do they declare your mercy in the grave, or your faithfulness among those who have perished? Are your wonders made known in the darkness, or your justice in the land of oblivion? Let my prayer come before you, Lord. But I, O Lord, cry out to you. With my morning prayer I wait upon you. Why, O Lord, do you reject me? Why hide from me your face? Let my prayer come before you, Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, and someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." And he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." And Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the Feast of St. Jerome, and he's the one who translated the scriptures from the Greek to the Vulgate, which the Vulgate is what the people said, so into the Latin. That's why he translated it, so people could understand it. And so when we hear the gospel today in English, so we can understand it, it sits there and Jesus says explicitly, "But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And so what we're supposed to do every day is proclaim Jesus and his kingdom. Not us and our kingdom, not our religion, our political party, you know, with all the signs and everything. Now you wonder how many people are actually Christian on both sides, because they have signs for all political parties in front of them. I don't see anything that says, "I'm a Christian, I belong to Jesus Christ, I'm pushing his kingdom." They're pushing their people, and that's way different than pushing the kingdom of heaven. Even if a party agrees with our part, we're not pushing any kingdom on earth, not the United States, no kingdom on this earth should we be proclaiming. One, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. That's what the scriptures say. Is that what we live? Or do we live what we believe? "Well, I want to, I don't care what you say, Father, that's what I'm going to do." That's nice. But watch who you're listening to. Because Jesus says, "But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Let us proclaim the kingdom of God. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.